Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get into the top trending stories here in the country, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel as always, and hit that notification bell so that YouTube will let you know when the next podcast, show, or whatnot is updated onto the website. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, and you can hit on that. It'll take you to a website where there's a vast array of podcast players. If you also like listening to a short form version of this, you can check us out on TikTok, and there's also a link down below in the description. Now, if you want to support the show, you can do so by buying us a coffee, link down below in the description as well. And you can also become a channel member, and all the information is also down in the description because that's where everything is kept. But now we're done and dusted with all that, let's jump into those top stories today. Freshwater shortages grips Phi Islands in Krabi. The Phi Islands in Krabi are grappling with a freshwater shortage, prompting local authorities to explore solutions. The Ao Nang Tambon Administration, or the Orbitor, is considering either installing a pipeline to bring water from the mainland or implementing desalination to produce fresh water from the sea, and this was reported by the Bangkok Post. Now, president of the Orbitor highlighted the recurring issue of tap water scarcity during the dry season, which coincides with the tourist peak season. The Orbitor has secured a budget to investigate these two potential solutions. This challenge arises as Water Hill Co. Limited, the private company responsible for providing tap water to households, businesses, restaurants, hotels and resorts on the Phi Islands, faces depletion of its reserves. The company has announced that its current capacity to supply water will cease today. Subsequently, it will only distribute water for 2 hours daily until the reserves are replenished by rain or are completely exhausted, necessitating further adjustment. Now, moreover, the well and water reserves of Ao Nang Orbitor, which supplies raw water to private companies for tap water production, have also run dry. The price of water has surged to approximately 200 baht per cubic meter. This situation is anticipated to impact households and small businesses lacking their own wells. However, major hotels, resorts and businesses on the island have stated that they remain unaffected by the water shortage due to their independent wells, which can adequately supply tap water to visitors. Now, meanwhile, the vice president of the Patana Krabi Group expressed concerns over worsening water shortages in Krabi. He noted that the Provincial Water Works Authority office in the province has reduced water pressure and restricted water distribution in numerous areas since last week. Now, Mr. Itachai urged the government to address the issue systemically and sustainably. So, the same thing, by the way, is actually going on in Phuket. They're down to, I think, left a third of their water reserves. I'm very concerned, of course, that they won't have enough water to secure for people living on the island. Of course, with all these extra buildings and constructions and everything that's going on, nobody's ever thought that we should really, you know, look and kind of develop Phuket so that we make sure we have enough water to ensure that everybody has tap water coming to their houses, etc. But that was never in anybody's mind in Phuket or even in Krabi now, where you see the issues start to happen. Of course, we've just had the biggest water festival for the last 3 to 4 days. Nobody thought, you know, oh, there's a way to save some water. Of course, no. Big water festival, and of course it is Songkran, and we understand that, but when you have water shortages in provinces around Thailand, is it a good thing to be encouraging people then to throw water and use it wastefully? That's just a little thought about it, but I'll leave that to you guys to decide if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Now we're going to move on to another story. South Korean group caught stealing gold necklaces during the Songkran festival in Chiang Mai. Now, during the Songkran festival in Chiang Mai, while participants were enjoying the festivities, a foreign group was caught stealing items from individuals. On April 13th, officers from the Chiang Mai Tourist Police and the Chiang Mai City Police stationed apprehended a group of thieves around the Chiang Mai moat. The investigation revealed that the group consists of 4 South Korean men. Chu Do Man, Shin Bo Duk, Hong Seong Bok, and Lee Chul Hyun. The modus operandi involved the second and fourth individuals drawing attention to distract victims while guiding the first person to use nail clippers to cut off the victim's necklace. On April 12th, the group attempted but failed to commit a similar crime, which was captured on video by a concerned citizen. Subsequently, they successfully snatched a victim's gold necklace and fled. Now, Mr. Chu was apprehended near the Taipei Gate area of the Chiang Mai sub-district, while Mr. Shin was arrested at the international passenger terminal as he was about to depart from Chiang Mai International Airport. Upon searching their hotel room, police discovered a gold necklace weighing 1 baht and a Buddha framed in gold worth about 50,000 baht. The current price of gold exceeds 40,000 baht per baht. And if you're wondering, a baht is how they measure weigh gold here. And 1 baht of gold is approximately 15 to 16 grams. Both individuals have been charged with theft under Criminal Code Section 336. Which carries penalties of up to 5 years in jail and a fine of 10,000 baht for committing theft by snatching in the presence of another. Efforts are underway to locate and prosecute the remaining two members of the gang. And as of today, they still have not found the other two. They must be in a lot of hiding. It's rare. When I told people about this story last day or two, they were very surprised that it was Koreans that were doing it, because generally Koreans, I think, are thought to kind of obey the law and not really cause much trouble here in Thailand. But it seems like a group have come over here purposely to cause issues and to steal from people, which I think is a rather poor thing to be doing. But we'll move along again. Russian and Nigerian arrested for selling cocaine in Phuket. Now, Phuket police have announced the arrest of individuals involved in cocaine distribution, including one Russian man and two Nigerians. The Russian suspect, identified as Dennis Fedin, 39, was apprehended at a building in Vishit in Phuket. Now, Fedin was subsequently taken to the police station and charged with selling narcotics without permission, according to the police report. Now, further details regarding Fedin's arrest were not provided. In a separate incident, tourist police reported the arrest of two Nigerian men for selling cocaine in the Kata area. The suspects were identified as Harrison Chinsanzo Ayeme, 40, and Promise Onyeme, 41. Both individuals were apprehended in the parking area of a major hotel in Kata Road around 5 p.m. on Thursday. Following their arrest, the men were taken to Karan Police Station to face charges. Additionally, Harrison was charged for overstaying in the country, as noted by the police. And again, you cannot emphasize the amount of crime by foreigners at the moment in Thailand seems to be completely out of control. And as I said, we are going to do a show to talk about this and what needs to be done to address it, but I haven't had time over the last week or two. But it will be quieter for me next month and for the next few months, so I'll be able to get more into it and bring you more stories in relation to things like this and a bit more focus on it. We'll move on though. Another interesting story and something I've heard about, it has been happening here in Thailand, even though this article doesn't mention it, but Japanese hotels have been targeted by phishing scams linked to booking.com. So more than 100 hotels in Japan have fallen victim to email phishing scams exploiting booking.com, according to a Kyoto news investigation. Fraudsters have used these scams to steal customers' credit card information, resulting in financial losses for some hotel guests. The Japan Tourism Agency has instructed Booking.com Japan KK, the local unit of the global portal, to conduct a thorough investigation into these incidents. However, Booking.com Japan declined to comment on the financial impact of these scams. The phishing attacks involve sending emails to Japanese hotels with links that, once clicked, infect the recipient's computer. The hackers then use stolen Booking.com credentials to send fake payment requests to customers with reservations, threatening cancellation unless advance payment is made. Guests are directed to input their card details into fraudulent websites. Now, one notable case involved a hotel employee clicking on a link disguised as a list of a customer's daughter's food allergies, leading to the theft of Booking.com credentials. Similar phishing scams were first reported in Europe in 2022 and have since spread globally, affecting hotels in the United States, Asia, and Oceania. Booking.com has emphasized that it had never requested customers to provide credit card details via chat or email. And that is very, very true. I think one of the things that we have seen over the last few years is how sophisticated they become with their scams and being able to fake emails and actually literally hack into, you know, Booking.com and other online travel agent systems and generate messages to customers where customers basically, as far as they can tell, are talking to Booking.com. And this, unfortunately, is very difficult to detect for people. And even for the hotel, you know, I mean, basically, a part of the scam is what these people will create a booking in Booking.com. And then what they will do is, now the scammers created a booking in Booking.com. And then what they will do is, in the chat feature where you can chat with the hotel, example, they'll say, oh, you know, John is disabled and he needs some certain things for his room. And there's a list here. Please click this link. And this is a list of the items that he might need. And as soon as the hotel click that link, it's done. And many times they don't even know. Some hotels have literally been unable to access their system while these people have been sending messages through their system, and they've literally been locked out. So this is the kind of sophisticated systems that they've employed over the last few years. It's hard to know how companies can, or, you know, how they can stop these things, you know, and I certainly hope they try to put in better safeguards within their own business, but it is difficult to know what exactly, you know, how they're going to stop this in the future. But, you know, a lot of people do get ripped off, and it is kind of, you know, it's not fair, because at the end of the day, Booking.com are not going to cover your costs, are they? Absolutely not. But anyway, another funny story that turned up. A Democrat. Democrats moved to expel ex-candidate over an affair with a monk. The Democratic Party in Thailand has taken decisive action to expel a former MP candidate for Sukhothai following a scandal involving an affair with a Buddhist monk. In response, the accused woman has submitted her resignation from the party. Now, the party spokesman, Ramet Ratana, revealed the outcome of the fact-finding investigation into the misconduct chaired by the former MP Thiracharth Thangvirumrak. The investigation, which concluded on Friday, found substantial evidence supporting the allegations, though specific details were not disclosed. Obviously not. According to Ramet, the panel determined that the woman violated party regulations by engaging in behaviour that tarnished the party's reputation, specifically breaching Regulation 124 related to ethical conduct. As a result, the committee decided to expel her from the party. Now, the scandal emerged after a video was posted on the Facebook page Isor Kayi Kao, alleging an extramarital affair between a 24-year-old monk and a 45-year-old politician. The revelation occurred when the woman's husband discovered her in bed with the monk at her home in Sukhothai, leading to a confrontation captured on video. Now, we don't have that, so FYI. Following the incident, the monk renounced his monastic vows and fled from his temple in Uttaradit province. The husband revealed that he first met his wife during a merit-making event at a temple, leading to their engagement in May 2022. He moved from Bangkok to live with her in Sukhothai, though they were not yet officially married. His wife had met the monk during a robe presentation ceremony several years ago and had become close to him through temple visits, influenced by beliefs in fortune-telling and past lives. Another bit of an odd story that, now, to be honest with you, I'm going to reserve comment for it, because you could get myself in trouble saying stuff about that story. But we'll move on to the final story of the day, and it's about foreigners getting arrested for working illegally. Three foreigners, including a Canadian kite surfing instructor, a Russian bar operator, and a Myanmar taxi driver, were arrested for working illegally on southern tourist islands. Gabriel Vachon, 46, was apprehended at the Two Rocks Hotel in Koh Phangan with kitesurfing equipment valued at 200,000 baht. He charged students 1,500 baht per hour for lessons without a proper license. Later on the same day, Russian Georgi Batalov, 33, was arrested at the Iwa bar in Surat Thani province for operating without a license while on a tourist visa. And finally, in Phuket, a 34-year-old Myanmar woman was arrested for driving a private taxi without permission in the Talang district of the island. So again, the police are certainly keeping a close eye on foreigners doing illegal things and working illegally. I think there's this thing where foreigners come to Thailand and they think it's so relaxed that we can do whatever we want and get away with it. I would suggest that if the police really and immigration really wanted to clamp down on things, go to Koh Phangan Island, because most of the stories in the last few weeks have been about foreigners working illegally over there. And it seems to me that there are a great deal of people working illegally in Koh Phangan, doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing because they have this idea it's some kind of Zen island or something where they can do whatever they want without little to no supervision or law enforcement. I think there would be a great idea to start there. There's always a focus on Phuket, yes, because Phuket has a lot of tourists, and we've seen a lot of kind of headline stories over the last few weeks, you know, with raids and that David Ayres, our fair guy, that guy who kicked the doctor in Phuket, and as I said, the raids on businesses, nominee sharehold business, a lot of Russians being arrested and things like that. But there is other parts of Thailand that does need focus on, and I feel that sometimes the authorities and even the media just focus on Phuket and say, well, that's it, that's where all the bad stuff is going on. There's certainly plenty of bad stuff going on within Pattaya as well, and of course we'll bring you that news in the next couple of days as well, with a bit more focus on that side of Thailand. It's hard sometimes to focus on the whole country because I just like to do, you know, have 3 to 4 stories a day. So, but nevertheless, that is it. So as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share your thoughts in the comments below. The show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspective matter to me. So keep the dialogue alive, like this video, subscribe to our channel, and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kira Mack. You've been tuning into the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.